Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreamer in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreamer on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Drina on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, happy Twisted Tuesdays with your host, L.A. Dreamer, in the building. Man, I got a fire show scheduled for today. Shout out to all the listeners and the callers that's calling in right now. We got a hot show. First, I want to introduce the first caller. You know what I'm saying? If you're ready to go live with the host, go ahead and press that one. You know, you already know what it is. We got Chop Swag in the building. You know, as well as my boy Jack the Ripper. Say hello, fellas.
What's happening? Like, Cliff Gang is in a building all motherfucking day. Still...
What's the deal, Black Forest BFG gang representing Black Mafia? Bow.
Man, what's going down today? What's the business, y'all?
Man, you already know what it is like. You know what I'm saying?
We've had the discussion. We know what's going to happen, what's good, what's popping off for the day. We just about to turn Bang Out Radio just all the way out.
Hey,
so
I'm loving it. So, I mean, today, you know, for all the listeners that's tuning in today, and if you missed the show last week, we had my boy Chot Swag, you know, on Bang Out Radio.
Yes, we did.
You know, he's been doing his thing out here in the music business, you know, lyrically. He's a self-proclaimed assassin, you know, and I got my boy Yak the Ripper, you know, in the building today.
Yes, Cliff Gang, man, shouts out to my squad, too.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? So first I would like, one by one, I want y'all to give all the listeners an introduction of who y'all are. We're going to start with you, Yak the Ripper, since we already know who Chop Swag is. What's up, Yak?
What's happening? It's your boy, Y-A-K. You already know, you feel me? The motherfucking Ripper, ripping shit up all day, every day. Shouts out to my squad, you know what I'm saying? They all in the queue right now, you feel me? My nigga Hocus Pocus, my nigga Young Nose, the homegirl Millie Grimes, my little bro Tiny J-Bo, you know what I'm saying? They all waiting to call in and get it in, you feel me? They already know what it is. Let's go.
Right. I see caller 8557, you know, but we going to just hold on for a second, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, just start off by, you know, letting all the listeners out there know about true hip-hop, if you already know what hip-hop is. But see, I know I got my little youngsters, too, that's listening into the show. You know, my Dottie Rat fam, you know, what's up with Dottie Rat, you know, shout out to y'all. You know, I heard one of the comments they was telling me, you know, about, you know, hip-hop and how they move today. They said it's kind of 1980 for people to have rap battles, but I'm just going to educate them on the fact that true hip-hop, you know, it's a lifestyle, it's a culture, and rap battles, you know, is not 1980s, and if y'all feel that way, we're trying to bring it back, and we are going to bring it back. You need to Google it and see what's going down in true hip-hop, true forms of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And this is a part of the culture. If you're really a part of the culture, you already know what it is, you know. So,
can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Look. For all y'all that say battle rap is the 80s and all this and that, go to YouTube, type in URL TV, you know what I'm saying? And y'all going to see that motherfuckers getting in, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Not only that, but y'all got to understand, like, where you know, why you rapping. Like, you got to understand what the reason for rapping is, like, being a rapper is not just to be fun, just to be a rapper. No, if you're going to be a rapper, you have to be the next proclaimed one. If you're rapper, there's a title that comes with that. It's a competition. It's always been like that since day one. From DJ battling to freestyle battling, everybody wants to be number one. And in order to be number one, you have to prove yourself to be number one. So that's what hip-hop is about. Hip-hop is about being number one.
Right, and that goes into my question. That goes into my question of today. You know, my question of the day is it too cocky to call yourself the best MC or the king or queen of your music category? You know, and I want to hear from all the listeners.
Let me
ask call in. Yeah, so call in.
Let me ask you that. 621-7559.
You know, and I want to hear what you fellas have to say about that.
Look, I'm gonna go ahead and let Yak go first.
A nigga supposed to be cocky, like. Why not be cocky? You feel me? Like, what's the point of doing this shit if you don't want to be the best? If you don't feel like the best, you should just quit while you're ahead. You feel me? In a real way. I'm cocky as a motherfucker. I'm supposed to be.
And real talk, like, real talk, for you to want to do this, you have to always look at who is number one, who is at the top. Because whoever that person is, you got to over-excel that person. And it's 40 million other people out there that's trying to do the exact same thing. It might be better than you. So you got to learn how to be humble. You got to learn how to be humble and be cocky at the same time. Because you got to be able to take the good with the bad, learn from it, and excel with it. In other words, if you're going to be in this game, don't be in it for the money because you're not going to get far. If you're going to be in this game, be in this game for the love and for the respect of the crown or the title of being the shit. Because if you ain't the shit, then what's the point of doing the shit at all? Period.
That's
what I mean.
Well, I want to take some callers right now. So caller 8557, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy, Young Nose.
Lowry!
Lyrical Assassin, Clip Gang in the building. You already know how we
fully
doing,
loaded,
man.
That's my boy right here, fully loaded all day.
To answer that question, though, I'm real cocky. I'm real cocky. That's why I call myself the West Coast Lyrical Assassin. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And at the same time, I'm humble with it. I'm not out there, you know what I'm saying, putting myself out there. Like, I want everybody to know that I'm trying to kill everything off. Like, I ain't trying to do it like that. I'm real cool with it, you know what I'm saying? But I am. I am indeed the lyrical assassin. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like me, I have to let it be known that it's body bag season. That's all I'm doing right now is body bagging beats. Like, I took a break personally to stop making my own beats to just go ahead and say, hey, everybody else can have fresh songs. Why don't I just kill off their own song and murder it myself? I mean, that's just how
That's how you're supposed to do it. I mean, that's how you're supposed to do it, especially all the hot stuff that's on the radio now. Most of it is pop. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it all the way 100.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Most of everything that's coming on the radio ain't hip-hop. I'm going
to
keep it 100.
I need to let y'all know something today. We're going to have Don Mega in the building, also a prominent producer. You know what I'm saying? D-Block is definitely going to be in the building today. D-Block, press one when you're ready to go live, you know what I'm saying, with your girl, L.A.
That's what's
Trina.
Up. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he's killing them off on the beats, you know what I'm saying? We about to see who's calling 203 right here. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
Who that be?
7232. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Okay. You press one. Yeah, what's up with it? Who am I speaking to?
Yo, what's good? It's Bars.
That's what's up with it. That's what's up. So, what's good right now? Tell us what's going on out there where you at, fam.
Nah, I mean, right now I'm out here in Connecticut. I'm actually with Don Mega. I'm actually signed to him in the whole Mega Music D-Block movement.
I am so excited about this show today because it's going to be super live. We got two guys right here. I want to introduce you to Yak the Ripper. I want to introduce you to Jack Swag, you know. They doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Then I got my boy Nova, and Hocus Pocus in the building, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in today on Bang Out Radio. And I just I really want to pay homage to the producers out there, you know what I'm saying? And what better way to start with my boy, you know what I'm saying, Don Mega, you know what I'm saying, from D-Block, you know what I'm saying? So can you tell us about D-Block?
I'm in the building.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up with
building. Don Mega, D-Block, all day, every day. What it is, what it do.
That's yeah,
right.
What?
D-Block.
Wow.
Yeah. So, can you let us know, you know, what you got going on with your music and the beats that you making? This is an exclusive producer. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? He just make hits. That's all he does, make hits. You know, so
right,
give us the introduction.
Right at this time, you know, I got a couple of projects pending. You know, Jadakiss is working on his new album. You know, Styles is working on his new album. And then, you know, I'm down here in the South. We're trying to build up the D-Block South, so I'm trying to make that a brand. So, you know, I just got a bunch of projects pending. But I'm available to unsigned artists, too. If you want to work with me, you could definitely holler at me.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely down to work with anybody, and I work with all budgets, so you ain't got to have an industry budget to be able to afford me. So, I mean,
that's what's showing love.
What are the different genres of beats that you dibble and dabble in?
Oh, I make pop, I make house, I make R&B, make pop R&B, I make hard, New York storytelling. I make trap beats, I make down south club beats, I make everything, my G, everything.
That's what's up with it.
Goodness.
Man, we got a question of the day. Our question of today is, how do you feel about MCs, or should I say, is it okay that MCs label themselves as king or queen of whatever genre or category of music that they're in? How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's
honestly,
cocky?
No, no. I take anything like sports. And if you play sports or you MC or whatever you do in your life, if you're not considering yourself the best or one of the best, I mean, kill yourself right now, because what are you in it for?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, we definitely want to set this show off, you know what I'm saying, right now. We got our switchboards are going off the hook right now, you know. Listeners that's listening in, call it and answer this question, you know, and then we about to get into an introduction to who Yak the Ripper is. Okay, caller 1499. You're live on Big Out Radio.
1499,
you're live on
Big Out Radio. Whoa. What's up with this? This
boy.
That's who?
This boy
from Hollywood Records right here. This
boy
from
Hollywood
Records.
Oh,
okay.
That's my boy right there. What
did
he do?
What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? You know, to the fullest, Hollywood Records to the fullest. You know,
all day.
For the question of the day, I feel like, if a nigga in the game and he don't feel he the realest, he needs to delete himself, you know? That's all about paper right now. All these record companies and all that, they real act, they act real bougie. They ain't trying to let a real nigga eat, you feel me? So I'm out here doing my highly heated thing, and I'm going to do it to the fullest. What's up, Yak? Yak the Ripper, though.
What,
he's a real, real nigga
do,
from
what
the
what he do, bro?
Hey, before I
man, leave, we got it going on today. You know, I want to, since we got all the MCs on the air, I want to play some Heat Rock Dirty South snippets for y'all, you know what I'm saying, coming from my boy, Don Mega. And then, you know, we're going to give an introduction. You know what I'm saying? If any MCs is on this mic right now, you know what I'm saying, if you feel like this is your beat and you want to rip on this beat right here, you can go ahead and tear it up. You feel me right here on Bang Out Radio. But I got my boy Jack and Fields, and I got my boy Chop Swag. We definitely going to give y'all an introduction to who each other are. And throughout this show today, we're going to be playing nothing but D-Block beats, you know what I'm saying, infused with all the indie artists that submitted their music to Bang Out Radio this week. King Tay, I see you out there, my boy. You're doing it way big, you know what I'm saying. And shout out to all the artists that send in their music today. So I'm about to let y'all get a sample of this right here. We got a plenty callers on the switchboard. Y'all don't go nowhere because this show is going down today right here on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, L.A. Green.
Hey, what the fuck?
Hey, hello?
He's doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just a little some. When I went on his website, I really, like, went bananas off of the shit. You know what I'm saying? I have to say bananas like I was from New York.
Bananas! Hey, Miss L.A. Drina.
Yeah,
you already know this your boy Yak, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here working right now. I actually pulled off my route to park just so I could park and spit something real quick. Cause, you know, I gotta get back to work. You feel me? So let me spit something real quick so I can get back to the money.
Go ahead,
okay,
do that. Yeah.
That's what's up. Look, check me out. Look. I'm a bad man, a mad scientist. Pop that iron shit and have your family on that crying shit. Kobe Bryant shit, king of the jungle. Get a front row ticket, bitch. Come watch a lion shit. No circus, no tricks, no trainers. One purpose. Right now, the rap game on some nerve shit, and I'ma serve it. I'm a pit bull. When a dog fight, I lock them up like they serve dick and leave them laying shaking like nervous. Next up, try to flex up and get your chest brushed, sticking that birdcage out. What's all that about? Next to the batter box, I already struck them out. Your hand with the left hand, I pitch rocks to big hitters, but I don't play for the Mets, man. Still a major league baller. If Honey do got a melon in them jeans, I'ma have to call her. Pussy like water, leak through the sheets. New mixtape coming, watch it leak through the streets. Yak Ripper, my clip gang niggas behind me. Your clip show up, thin like paper and get folded like origami. Cause honestly, I'm the shit constantly. Rap so monsterly, my name could be Monster Lee. Get a grip, cousin. Back off. I'm a trip. You can get hacksaw like Jimmy. Hacksaw to my real peeps. Cause they know this summer, I'ma make them feel heat. Rain, sleet, hell, snow. Fuck a well flow, my shit sickly, this swine flu, use a runny nose. So Should I remind you I keep the gun in clothes? I have a bitch run up on him once he strike a pose. Y'all faggots, runway models, still sucking on Tyra Banks' titties. They ain't even hit the bottle. Me, I'm full throttle like a Yamaha. Slick with the wrist and I'm known to bring it back like Osmo. Got the corner on lock. Game damn, you got the ball flip keys with Pavio the same one. Nickel and dime shit. I could kill you, your family, a benefit from that victim of crime shit. Running hell, you'll be next to go. You might as well shoot your own self like Plexico. But I mean a headshot, or you could get the red dot. Or I'll put the burner on your tongue, swallow that like a red hot. Cops that bitch got. No joke, you silly niggas dummies. Y'all funny like red spots. Throwback shit. Picture me on some Kodak shit. Ill with the flow. Y'all know that shit. Keep a white chick to hold that brick. Roll that whip. And when I say blow that dick. And she love a G. Young Yak, I'm a fucking beast on some real shit. It ain't a rapper that can fuck with me. Brought your clip with you, now you want to rumble. But catch him all alone. He transformed like Bumblebee. Rob Clyde, pussy boy, wanna run for me. I bust up in your crib, kill you and your company. Look, blow out of this world, I'm so far-fetched. Unstoppable bars, yes. Unsigned star, yes. Never been a hoe, no. Y'all niggas homo. Underachieving the clutch like Tony Romo. I roll with gunslinging niggas that make you leap like Lambo. Where I'm from, we play a blood sport like Rambo. Annihilation. Use a pussy nigga, so I guess I'ma split them open like a dilating. Hustle man, I supply the nation with dope steel, blow ill like a full blown AFC. And you could die hating on me. It's a rap, put the burner in the fridge. I'm a cold piece. Check me out. I'm gonna let y'all handle the rest of the show, you know what I'm saying? Because I gotta get back to the money. All my loaded niggas, I know y'all listening in right now. Hit that one.
You already know.
Keep it popping. You know what I'm saying? All my YPG niggas, my niggas, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Bigo, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Lil Mark, my nigga Chip, Philly Big Green Eyes, Set Trip, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Osiris, my nigga FL Fresh Life, fully loaded all day, man. I'm on my
Let's let this be known. Let's let this be known right now.
Oh,
the battle.
Switch boys are going off the chisang.
The battle.
You know what I'm saying?
The battle. The battle. The battle is made official.
The battle. What it is.
The battle will be made
tennis.
Official.
Rod is ready for that tennis. You feel me? You got Jenga over here.
The whole time he was spitting, I peeped gay. I peep game.
Squad is winning.
I peep game.
Okay,
so now that I peep game, the battle is on.
Hey, you better step your game up. That ain't nothing.
Okay,
we got
callers calling in. What do you think about that, Domega? What do you think about what you heard?
Oh, that shit good tissue. That's good tissue. I hope the nigga want to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it, my dude.
Oh, yeah, we're going to connect, you know what I'm saying? All the artists that's listening right now, you got to check my boy Domega out. You're not added to the Facebook or you're not checking out the links right now, get a hold of this guy or get a hold of me so I can put you on with him, you know what I'm saying? Because we definitely got to get popping, you know what I'm saying? So we got a caller that's been holding for 15 minutes, and I appreciate you calling 6692. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yo, what's going on? This your boy Ghost, fully loaded. You already know what it is. You feel me?
Yeah, good day is here, man.
What's good with it, fully loaded?
Going in, fully.
Introduce my boy Chuck Swag. You see he in the building.
Wow, young
I want to know if you can answer the question of the day. Is it too cocky for an MC to call themselves the king or the queen of whatever category of music they're in? How do you feel about that? Can you answer that question?
Oh, that's for me?
Yes, go.
Well,
Hello?
I'm going to leave you asking the question. I already had my cousin just walk through the door.
Okay, we want to know, how do you feel about MCs having a self-proclaimed identity as king or queen of their category of music? How do you feel about that?
I mean, if they feel that, it's a thing between thinking and knowing. If you know that you the shit, you feel me? You the king, you the queen, you feel me? Do your thing.
That's what's up. Well, you know, we're going to be going, we about to get it in with all the guys, you know what I'm saying? We got Black Force in the building, you know what I'm
Bam.
Saying?
And let's make this before we continue, it don't even feel right for just, you know, Yak just to rip, and I don't rip. That's
in that case, I need to rip.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, I'm a rich one right now, if you want to, you feel me? Y'all ain't even heard no of yet.
Me and Yak, we ready to go back and forth, so... You know, that was like an invitation, so I guess I gotta,
okay,
you know.
Okay, well, see, I mean, we know
I gotta
we got
flat
to,
back.
Okay, listen, my thing is this. I really, you know, y'all already know how I am. I love this shit right here. So I want to see all the guys from your camp and all the guys from Yak camp. I want to see all of y'all go toe-to-toe. That's what
we'll
I want.
Take
I don't know about everybody else.
That.
I'm going to keep it 100. Okay, I want
to
see y'all in the ring. You know what I'm saying? And I want to see who's gonna win. You know what I'm saying? The whole MC battle. And y'all, all the people that's out there listening, don't think they're just doing this for free.
Because when it all comes down to it, it's going to be a live battle
on television. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a visual battle that y'all gonna be able to see if you want to come out and witness it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Keep following this whole thing right here, you know what
and
I'm
before
saying?
We start,
it's going
dude, you know me.
So,
you know I got diarrhea of the mouth, so I'm going to go ahead and start it like this. First off, he just started the wrong way. Because last time I checked, dude didn't even want to talk with the gunplay. Now he's saying that he's okay, but last time I looked, he's not even close to even pressing play. Let me display many MC skills that I have. Most dudes is dirty. You niggas go take a bath. The Chalk Swag, the Black Force Mag, the Black Mag. Matter of fact, make you sit back like Jack Lag. Who you know is better than me? Nobody. Who's the last person that was better than me? Nobody. You thinking you rapping better than me? You's a nobody. When I'm done with you, you thought you were somebody. Now you a nobody. Body bag them, I tag them, body and rack them, and now I'm bagging and packing and putting them back in the Mac, and I'm shooting, whacking, and tracking, and niggas know that I'm racking them. Who's the other cat? Don't matter, he's packing them. Packing up and flying into another destination. That's right, the best up in the nation. I ain't no blood, but I run a red nation. How is that? Because I got blood ocean gangsters. Understand this, Frank Ocean, Novocaine flow. Y'all niggas don't know? Get his blood up off the flow. Let's relapse. Matter of fact, you just relapse, because I was cocaine dope fresh. Yes, he's back. Chop Swag is the name off the top of the dome while the rest of y'all niggas sit back and write at home. I got a whole bunch of lines for the rest of them. They thought they was fly. Y'all ain't heard the rest of them. It's only Chop Swag that's rhyming this right now, but if you heard the whole crew, y'all be running about now. The nigga too fly. The nigga is too cool. Matter of fact, I'm fly. I never went to high school. Too cold on the microphone skills. Niggas swallow your guts up just like pills, because I am too real. Nigga got the skills. Matter of fact, I don't even need an IV. I'm ill. Who the rest of these lambs that think they battling? The rest of y'all niggas like snakes. Y'all just rattling, shake, rattle, and roll. Dr. Dre shots. Better understand this, nigga. I'm more than hip-hop. I'm Mr. Pop, techno, rock, hip, and mixed it all. Matter of fact, I have you twisted like alcohol. Now they saying I hit him drunk, the flipper. Nigga, I killed him drunk. Now that's Yak the Ripper.
Okay. We got to go into a call right here. That was pretty beast mode right here, y'all. Y'all hear this right here on Bang Out Radio. Okay, I mean, we getting it in today. You know, what do you think about that, Don the Ripper? This is my Don, look, I got names and stuff pushing all in my head. Like, okay, my boy, Don Mega, you know what I'm saying? Our special guest for Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? Five Star producer from D Block Records in the building, if y'all just tuning in to the show. You know what I'm saying? I need you to hit him with that link to the whole list. And I'm talking, he's got hundreds of people. So y'all gotta go ahead and check him out. What's the link to that music?
It's beat1.com and it's D-Block Mega Music.
And I'm telling y'all that, you know, his beats are really affordable, and they go into, you know, different price ranges depending on your budget. So, you know, get at my boy for that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be hitting y'all with some more of his beats, you know, throughout this show, you know, and we're going to get it in. Block, we got my boys all in the building. They all getting it in. You know, I only roll with lyricists, so, hey, that's what it is. Now, look, we got a caller right here. Caller 7386, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's good with it, Bang Out Radio? It's your boy Hocus Pocus in the building. What's good with you, L.A. Drina? What's good with it, Ghost, Yak, Ripper, Don Mega, everybody that's on the line right now? You know what I'm saying? How y'all feeling today? That's righteous. How everybody feeling tonight, though?
Oh, it's all good. Feeling real good.
Well, I'm over here feeling great right now. I'm calling in, checking out your show, you know what I'm saying, every Tuesday, Twisted Tuesdays, make sure y'all check this out every week, she doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, big ups to the lady in here doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, so I'm checking out your show, and I'm trying to talk at the people, what's good with it?
Your boy, you're trying to drop on the floor, bro. Fully loaded record. I would like to rap some, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? If y'all give me that time in a moment, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just giving it to the
Go ahead, sit that hot one.
All right.
Get some hot ones.
This is supposed to be a hot one, though. This is Dave over though. Listen. See, when I leave the club, I put a nigga to sleep the slug by any means necessary. You can put up the gloves, I'm deadly. Young nigga, get ready. You already know we coming heck yeah, we ready. Nigga, say steady, you niggas already know we coming in looking at it. Nigga, already know this how we going till we post it. On in, yes, you know, we blunt smoking, keeping it going, you already know it. Fully loaded in the building, never stopping. Turned up head knocking, riding body shaking, you already know it. Shake them, bake them, rock it, bike it. Rapping and rocking, nigga, what? Firing this bitch. Turked up, niggas already knowing I'm the shit. No games, no plan. You niggas already knowing that I'm the man. Go for it, yeah, not playing. You already know what I'm saying. So look back and look at me. I'm turked up, yes, you already know that I hit that B. So don't hit that G. I'm telling you the truth, because I'm the shit. I'm so sick, niggas already knowing that ice grease, no games. You niggas know my name. I'm going for J-Bo. That's what they call me, man. So ask about me. I'm turned up in the streets. Yes, you already know it. It's how it is. Freestyle off of the dome. Yes, you already know it. This what it do. I'm turned up. Ooh, yes, you know what I'm
saying.
This all we doing, man. We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio, y'all. I want y'all to check out my boy, you know what I'm saying, Don Mega. You know what I'm saying? We got into a little bit of his sample earlier. Let's hear a little bit more. See if we can cut this. Turn him up.
Look. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Y'all ready?
Look.
Look, this
boy goes
about to
Mega Music.
see, that one
really,
goes. That one goes.
What do y'all feel
that
about Don Mega's
beat, though? That beat go right there.
Hey, as y'all know, we got an artist showcase coming up. You know, Star Mob Records, we teamed up with Involve Records to put on this event in L.A. You know, originally it was going to be a Leo Bash, you know. But I'm merging with somebody that's going to give the artist something, you know what I'm saying, that they can roll with, you know what I'm saying, this summer. You know, this is going to be the ultimate thing because we're going to have we're going to have a lot of different A&Rs come out. You know, Universal Records, you know, will be in the building for all the indie artists that's out there that want to showcase their talent in Hollywood, California on August the 14th. Make sure you inbox me on Facebook, facebook.com/PureThick. That's PureThick. I'll tell you the details to that. They're going to be giving you the opportunity to actually be on the mixtape, you know, project that's coming up for Universal Records, you know. And, you know, if you're interested in that, you know, hit me up, you know.
Yeah, like that.
You know, if not, come out and party with us anyway because, you know, we all going to be in the building. It's going to be networking opportunities for all the indie artists, all different type of artists. Not only that, none other than Badass, you know, the rapper Badass, he's going to be performing at the event too.
Oh, that's my boy. You know your boy Chaka's going to be there. I'm going to be there full effect.
Black Forest, we're going to be there full effect.
Oh, yeah,
and,
well, maybe.
And for those
maybe
that don't know right about now what the movement is, Black Forest Gang, Black Mafia, Get Ready to Get Lost. If y'all don't know about us, look at us on Facebook. That's Black Forest, BLACKFOREZT, not an S. We're using a Z. Black
and my
Forest.
Boy Nova, what's up with it, Nova?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here chilling, checking out the radio show, you know what I'm saying, checking out Chuck Swag, man.
You already know, man.
Good game too, man.
And it's crazy, you know, it's crazy.
What'd
I'm getting a whole lot of love out there, nigga. Like, Black, it's crazy because since Bang Out Radio, I've been getting so much love from the fans out there, from everybody that's listening. I want to give much shout out to everybody that listens to Bang Out Radio and really support Bang Out Radio and
up.
Black Court.
Yeah, shout out to the whole Bang Out Radio family. And y'all know
this
don't stop the L.A. dreaming. It's Monday through Saturday. You got
exactly. Marley B, Topaz, Lachey. Like, y'all showing mad love. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all really, you know, giving us a chance to be out there and giving our chance to shine as indie artists. And I want to thank
the
fans,
so appreciate
that,
it.
That
yeah,
man,
we need
like,
promote
y'all
the hell out of radio.
Y'all the shit, because y'all hit me up on Facebook like, hey, I heard you, like, talking shit, but... You know, I don't talk shit. I just speak what's real. It just happened to be funny at the same time. So I can't help what I do.
We did that. You know what I'm saying? I would like for y'all to hear my boy Nova spit a hot one for us. Come on, Nova.
You want me to spit?
Come on, let me go.
Let me go. Hey, I need y'all to hear me on this one. Check me out. Okay, now pick the booth. I'ma pick and chew. All these whack rappers get a beverage, then pick my tooth. I'm feeling great, bitch. No frosted flakes. Feel like it's chow time, and I just toss the plate. Best rap in the flesh, I gets called the great. Never slip two foes, I just palm the eight. I'm hitting arm and face. Fuck your charming cake, cause I'ma separate a nigga early like a morning break. And I ain't hardly done. Shit, I'm just getting started. Flo must have rode the yellow bus, cause it gets retarded. And I spit retarded. You niggas lame and well. The kid got more hot bars than a flame cell. So you can up your game and call it a quits. Cause ain't shit about you, gangster. Call it a myth. What you think is wife material, I call it a flip. You niggas way too emotional. You ought to be chicks.
Hey.
Body bag. That's a joke right there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I appreciate
y'all taking the time to hear your boy spit, man. I've been doing this for years, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I appreciate you delivering that right now, man. I delivered that right there.
That was good looking right there.
What's up with it? What's up with it, repertoire? You know what I'm saying? What's going down, man?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was trying to give you some sleeping, but I couldn't resist, you know what I'm saying, calling in. I had to. You know, your boy got to go get his papers later.
You the core of this Bang Out family, man. You Bang Out All-Star. Like, you got to,
you know.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That's love. It's always love
what's
right
good
there,
with
you
though?
Your boy, thanks,
I appreciate that, you know. And not just that, you know, I
like, I mean, these you producers out there that's doing your thing, you know, if y'all wasn't making hot shit, we wouldn't have nothing to spit on. You feel me?
Man,
well, y'all just doing
tell
y'all
me about
thing.
It.
Already, hey, already.
Who's working with the indie artists, you know what I'm saying? And next time I need to beat, need to swipe my EBT card, make sure you had a damn machine ready, okay? Because I need to beat one now. You feel me?
Look, you want to become a wick or something, because, you know, right now your food stamp credit kind of low, so I'll pick the wick. I'll pick wick.
You don't even need your card. You don't even need your EBT card. My machine. I should go off of voice changers.
Yeah. That's what's up with it. So, I mean, all the guys, you know what I'm saying, involved with this whole, you know, this whole body bag season, you know, thing that we have going on.
Oh, yeah, I feel tapped on that one. It's body bag season for real.
All day.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm right
now. How do you guys feel about that? How do you guys all feel about, you know, this whole rap battle competition?
Y'all know how tapped on that one. Y'all already know how I feel. Y'all know how I feel. Y'all already know how I feel to my ability, to what I can do. And like I said, it's going to happen. Jack the River versus Scott Swag. We're going to make it happen. It's going to happen. Whether
okay,
we do
so
crew
like,
versus
all,
crew.
Okay, we got
or,
all the artists listening in right now. You know, I have tons of more snippets coming from my boy Dom Mega. So I really want y'all to feel him, you know what I'm saying, and get after my boy after this show, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to hit y'all off, you know, all the listeners out there. If I want y'all to see who, you know what I'm saying, all these guys are, you know, that's online. We got Mr. Fields in the building from the 404, you know what I'm saying? Chuck Swag, you know, I know you haven't heard any songs from you afterwards, but the Fully Loaded Click, I'm going to let you hear some of their music, as well as I'm going to play some of your tracks, too.
Ashbag, if you out there, hit this car right now. Chuck Swag is looking for you, so we can work together.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then shout out to my boy King Tay. I know you out there listening, you know. Definitely we got you on in rotation today on Bang Out Radio. So I'm going to hit y'all with this Fully Loaded Stunner Shade song right here. And this shit is hot. You know what I'm saying? I love this track.
Let's
right here.
Let's go.
Right here on Bang Out Radio.
Well, don't take them off, girl. Well, don't take them off, girl. And then she take them off in that bitch back home. And then she take them off in that bitch back home. We gon' send her ass 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 home. A face like that only good for some dome. A face like that only good for some dome. But a body like that make a nigga make it home. A body like that make a nigga make it home.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you got shades on night, but
Put them bitches back on. Put them bitches back on.
Okay, okay.
Hey,
that's
what it is.
Bow.
Straight up.
It's a brush fire in this bitch.
Yes. You know, okay, look, we have a Travis Wagon stack right here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to introduce, you know, y'all to the listeners. We got a caller calling in right here. Caller 2847 live on Bang Out Radio.
What up, though?
47? What's up with it?
What's poppin'? This Brick. Saginaw, Michigan, baby.
Say what?
This Brick's out in Saginaw, Michigan.
That's what's up with it.
I'm hard to come to motherfucking planet.
Where are you calling from?
Let me just get a large.
Hear me up here.
Calling from Michigan.
That's what's up.
Yeah, calling from Saginaw, Michigan, man. Set it up off my homeboy Ram.
What's
Ram
good,
on hey.
Michigan.
B town.
Oh yeah. That's what's up. You know, I got the boy ripping hot in the swing score right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know, we're going to get it in with some repertoire, too, right here on Bang Out Radio, you know.
Right on.
You know, we also, I just want to let y'all guys out there, you know that, you know, we do have this hip-hop battle competition that's about to come in full force, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be in L.A. with it, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, you know, at one point in the show, I always like to answer my own question of the day. The question of the day was, how do you feel about MCs out there that feel cocky? Do you feel like they're cocky by calling themselves a self-proclaimed king or queen of their musical category? And me, I really don't have a problem with that, because I feel like if you cocky enough to say it, you make sure that you can live up to your word. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel offended by, you know, anybody that does that, you know. So if you are more power to you, if you feel like you're a king or a queen in your own right, everybody should have the highest level of standards for themselves.
You
know,
you gotta put the work in. You gotta put the work in. Like, it's all about putting that work in.
And it's funny though, you know, with the cockiness, and nothing wrong with being cocky, you know.
Aww.
But make sure when you're cocky, you know, just make sure that you're able to.
Sometimes you don't have a little bit of humbleness to you, feel it?
Oh yeah, right, definitely. You know, I mean, I know in the rhymes that I spit, I know that I have all cockiness in my rhymes. But when you meet me in person, you see my actions in the street. You know, I feel humble. You feel me? So, you know, people gotta show that they have a sense of humbleness, and not just that. You know, also, you know. Not just that, you know, I also want, you know, to let y'all, you know, get a chance to get an introduction to John Mega, you know what I'm saying? He also is a producer for the R&B people out there. If you into R&B, you know, and you got some hot R&B tracks you're trying to get together, then you guys make sure you mute yourself when you have additional noise in the background so the listeners can like hear. But look, if you guys are trying to get in, you know what I'm saying, with D-Block Records, you know what I'm saying, and their five-star producer, get at me, you know, because he got those 5 beats for R&B too, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to let y'all hear some of those R&B beats, you know.
Well, definitely, most definitely. I just got a mini flash for everybody, mini flash. I was seeing them while we were listening to the last song. And somebody just sent me the fly record, and just a dish record.
The that have the radio on, I need you to turn it down or mute yourself.
Yeah, turn that
damn
TV down.
Shit. That's disrespectful right there.
Whatever they
somebody.
I'm going to show all myself in the corner room.
Turn the speakerphone off.
I got to go to and see. Okay, so, you know what I'm saying? Damn, are we in the 80s? Like, what's this?
Wow.
Okay,
like, do I need to put an AC Slater wig on and some Reebok?
All right, thank
they
you.
Call back.
I appreciate that. So,
but
yeah, I appreciate
back.
That.
So, like I was saying,
yeah,
I just got a news flash. Pretty much, I don't know if y'all know Kanye West and Jay-Z are getting ready to come out with that Heir to the Throne CD, and they just released that Otis, which is like a banger. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, wow. And in like less than 24 hours, Game has already wrote a diss record called Uncle Otis. Like,
what?
I was listening
yeah,
to
yeah, I heard about that. I heard
about
that.
He went
ham.
Like,
he's trying to come back.
He went ham. For what reason, I don't know. I feel like if you mad because Jay-Z had a certain status that you not, I don't think you should be mad at that. I don't know if they have some words, but I would like to know what's the deal with that. Because, I mean, last time I checked, Ye was still working with Game on certain beats and stuff, so... You know, you throwing shots at big names like that. There got to be something behind that.
Yes. Caller 8557, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Man, it's low. You know what I'm saying? I have some technical difficulties, but yeah, I'm back.
That's what's up. Okay, that's
back.
Fine. We got caller
on your
yeah,
car
yeah.
earlier. Like,
0238, you're live
by the
on Bang Out Radio.
What happened? Oh, yeah, it's Megan.
Yeah.
Y'all got disconnected. I'm not bad, y'all.
It's all right. We loving your beats, you know. We got a caller 0058. You're live on Bang Out Radio. Yeah,
is that me?
You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Okay.
See,
everybody that's live on Bang Out Radio, say, I'm live on Bang Out Radio right now.
I'm live
on Bang Out Radio.
Okay,
we all on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
Richard is still in the building, y'all. He has not left the building
at all.
You got your boy right here. No good, double no good. You know what I'm saying? Hocus pocus, fully loaded official all day, every day. Bang Out Radio,
yes,
what's going on? All y'all could get at me with that forward slash HPOK US2. That's anywhere you're on here, go forward slash HPOKUS2. You find me, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know
what I'm saying? My boy Pocus, he's doing his thing, you know.
What's up? I'm feeling very nice right now. I'm loving your show. I'm loving it. I'm loving the life that I'm living right now. I'm loving living life with lovable people. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We feel good in these days that we live in because we don't know how many more we got left. So, you know what I'm saying? We make sure we
Free
have a
show,
good
man.
Time. You know what I'm saying?
Hi.
I do want to answer your question of the day. You know, as far as the kings and the queens of whatever genre or whatever it is you're doing, if you in school, you know what I'm saying, if you playing sports, if whatever it is you're doing, you always got to make sure you remember that we came from royalty. So, of course, we are kings and queens of whatever it is that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? But to be a king and a queen, you definitely got to do what you have to do to make sure you fit that title. Because if you're doing servantly jobs, you are not a king or a queen. You have to make sure you have your humbleness and respect within yourself to prove that you are a king and a queen. You know what I'm saying? I always have that confidence and know that you came from the royalty. My mom is a queen, and her mom was a queen, and all of my ancestors are queens. You know what I'm saying? And my fathers and everyone are kings. We come from kings and queens, and we have to make sure we remember that, even though we're living in conditions where you might think not. We come from kings and queens. We have that in us. It's in our blood. So always make sure you just rise to the occasion. And that's what I want to say to the world out there, you know?
What I would like to add to that, too, is that, you know, one thing about kings and queens, they respect those around them. True kings and queens respect those around them. So carry yourself like a king and queen. And also, I would like to say, too, is that if you call yourself a king and queen of hip-hop or rap, just be aware that you're opening to the door and the invitation to for people to critique your music and also to hold you accountable for the label that you're trying to. Because
I'm going body bag. I'm a body bagging automatically. If you say you're king, I'm a body bagging automatically.
You're with that, you know? As long as you're with that, then that's cool. You feel me?
Because Ty said it. I'm a body bag.
And that's a righteous verse. That's a righteous verse right there.
If you're a king, talk
about
body
bag. You have to live up to what it is that you say. You have to practice what you preach. Point blank.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit y'all with some Mr. Pills real quick. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can hear what my boy Mr. Pills got going on in the ATL. He passed. I don't know if he's still on air right now, but we're gonna hit y'all with some Pills. You know what I'm saying?
And then she's gonna hit y'all with some Chalk Swag, and then she's gonna hit y'all with some Mr. Repertoire. Then we just gonna keep hitting you with shit. This is Bang Out Radio. Get your helmets on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Repertoire. You know what I'm saying?
Get ready, get prepared, get ready for school, damn it. Back to school coming up.
That's right. Back to school is coming up, right? We got finer things right here, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit y'all with some repertoire. It was skills, you know, and I really want y'all to stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? This show is live.
Mm-hmm.
And Bang Out Radio. Quit the shooting.
Bang Out Radio.
Got my boy Domega in the building. Nova in the building.
D-Block.
In the building. We're doing it like this on Bang Out Radio. You know, so the whole fam, everybody, you know what I'm saying, the Bang Out Radio family. Shout out to all my ladies, Marley B, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. Shout out to all the Leos out there. You know what I'm saying?
Leo,
shout out to my boy
Jasmine.
That's what's up. So I'm going to hit y'all with Finer Things by my boy, none other than Repertoire. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. As you can tell by the quality of this, that it's definitely Head Hunts Records. You have Adonis, a.k.a. Daisy Luke, the First Lady, Lady Honcho, Miss Anisha Williams, and they're talking about the Finer Things.
To have a pile of things in life, you gotta put it work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. And keep a roof over my head while I'm still on earth. That's just the principles and the way that things are supposed to go. And I gotta get my daughter wise and not stop up. So never go backwards, stay moving ahead. I came to get mine, it's too time for bring red, you heard what I said. To have a pile of things in life, you gotta put it work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. And keep a roof I'm still on nerve. I can't remain being broke. Turning my business into reality, climbing to the top. So throw me some rope, breaking game down and analyzing it. But if I can go, seeing thick wires and loose, your rubber bands are brown. Your clothes is a high world to finish that strictly high. In the city world, a cutthroat to get bread loaves to feed the kids. Been grounded since I was knee high to a grasshopper. Not a materialistic habit, I could use a dream house, a daily couple of choppers, and get around in a private helicopter. Can't be a taxi hopper, throwing parties, popping like over red and vodka. Got barrels full of sticky, got trucks full of drinks. Feeling like a king when I'm going to the bank. It feels good to be sitting on top of the world. Enough money will make it swirl. That's why I got to get some more. Money keep the world spinning out of control. To have the finer things in life, you gotta put it work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. And keep a roof on my head while I'm still on earth. That's just the principles and the way that things are supposed to go. And I gotta get my daughter wise and not my hustle. So never go backwards, stay moving ahead. I came to get by, it's too time to break bread, you heard what I said. To have the finer things in life, you gotta put it work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burp. Finish baking, completed a baby, so all my bricks will start breaking. On the whole though, I think I need a bottle of ginger shampoo. If I got haters playing, got chicks on the dance floor shaking, backing it up and making it clap till it start aching, severely aching. And Hans will be the low one, it ain't going nowhere. Government said I need a pilot license, cause I keep my doves in the air. I used to be scared of hype, but now no more, cause I'm sitting on top of the world in my lazy boy chair without a care.
Thank you.
never ignorant, giving those accomplishments, and I'm to the GTA.
Never ignorant, giving those accomplishments. You can find my name on the VIP list. If life make me fall, I spray my knees, then it gotta do what we fit. And I'm swinging straight at it with platinum and diamonds wrapped around the wrist.
To have the finer things in life, gotta put in work. I gotta keep a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I gotta eat, keep my belly full until I burst. And keep a roof over my head while I'm still on earth. That's just the principles and the way that things are supposed to go. But I gotta get my daughter wise and not my hustle. Never go backwards, stay moving ahead. I came to get by in due time, so break bread, you heard what I said. To have the finer things in life, you gotta put in work.
Yeah, that was my boy Repertoire right here on
Banger.
Oh, yeah,
right
there.
Banger.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
All the instruments and stuff, like, I like
I got a question. What rapper y'all know can spit on the mic and cook tacos like his last name is Paco?
Man, this guy
right
here. They need to come to the potluck. You feel me?
This guy, Chalkware, who's a billionaire.
I got some Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout-out to Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Don Mega in the building, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want y'all to, you know, get a chance to hear the R&B, you know, beat that we got going on right here by Don Mega, you know. Don Mega, while I'm getting this track together, can you just let everybody know, you know, what inspired you to become a producer and how did you get into this whole industry of doing this thing and where do you see yourself in a year from now?
What inspired me to do this, real talk, I'm an athlete. I'm not from a musical background. My little brother was doing it, so I invested in all our equipment, and I just got so in tune with it. It was like a crackhead probably taking his first hit. I couldn't leave it alone. So, I mean, personally, I'll tell anybody, like, if you got something in your mind, because when I made my first beat, it was a banger. And after that, I got in the lab. I cooked for, like, 8 months straight, and I'm telling people around me, yo, I'm going to get signed to D-Block. Niggas looking at me laughing. I said, all right, say no more. So I took my stuff up there, and it's history after that. You know what I mean? So
dang, that's what it is.
You got something in your mind and you believe in it, like, definitely let's get it, because I'm definitely the dream catcher and I'm the underdog. So I definitely love, that's why I like to reach out to unsigned artists. And I love the haters that think I ain't really
right.
down. I mean, I love that. That's what it is. Oh, you're not really down with D-Block, blah, blah, blah. I like my G. If you don't believe me, you could Google me. You could do what the fuck. If you want to come to our next fucking venue, come to the show, Dick. You're going to see me there. So, I mean, it is what it is. But honestly, man, like I said, whoever's looking to work and take their career to the next level, I'm here, man. I want to work with
that's
all of
up,
y'all.
Man.
I'm loving
all the tracks.
What
kind of artists do you like to work with? Do you have a specific type of artist you like to work with?
Hungry. I like to work with hungry.
Right. That's what I'm telling you.
You hungry and you starving like a hostage, you my artist. Just please come with a little bit of budget. I ain't saying coming with millions of dollars. Just come with something so we can definitely do something.
So you
want
something
for free.
Will you work with 50 Tyson?
Hell yeah, if he got a budget, shit.
What
helps you and what inspires your creative process? Can you let us know?
Personally, I'm an emotional producer. Like, whatever my emotions feel like, if I'm thinking about my grandmother or my mother, I can make the best R&B tracks you ever heard in your life. If I want to slap the shit out of somebody mood, you're going to hear the best trap beat or the best New York hard banger you ever heard in your life.
That's where most of the good music comes from anyway, is your emotions.
Emotion. Exactly. Well, as soon as that's taken play, you know, it's a wrap after that.
You can't even make good music if you ain't coming from your emotions, from your heart.
Nah. And I, and you know the thing that kills me too, bro. Like I'ma just keep it 1,000. Like a lot of people say they produce, but I don't think they know the definition of producer.
No, they don't.
Like they don't. Like I hear, and I don't mind listening to other producers' beats. I listen. If you want me to critique it, I'll tell you what it is, because I grew up on good music, so I know good music when I hear it.
Yeah,
and a lot of these dudes, bro, it's like Def Comedy Jam and Russell Simmons is not in the building, B.
So he didn't say God bless you, good night. It's like he didn't even get to say God bless you, good night.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, personally, I'll tell him, yo, if that's what you feel in your heart you're doing, do your thing. I'm not here to judge you or tell you not to do it, but you got to, like, if you say you're a producer, you got to produce. So.
I think most producers, real shit, most producers, if they can't explain what they were feeling when they made this music, then they not really a producer. They just another guy.
Nah, I feel I agree with you on that.
Every beat that you make, you should be able to sit back and be like, hey, I remember I was feeling such and such. Or I just, you should have a story to it and nothing really happened,
definitely.
But you sitting there putting it together, but the thought was in your mind already, like
that's
where I was
let me elaborate up in that one time. Now, like y'all was saying, emotion is involved in it. Now, look, I ain't trying to go to church, but y'all do know what Lucifer's job was in heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was to entertain and make music. I'm not trying to go to church, but I'm just saying.
No, that's real, though, brother. That's real.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
You got to present it with your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Your soul got to be into it. You can't just use it as a hobby and just get you some equipment and just run out there and say, I'll make rockers, but, you know, people pushing behind it because they know you and shit, and they just going. I mean, this is what happens today, man. People come out. I mean, it'd be artists and producers that's not even really using their spirit. It's promotion and money behind shit to make it bigger than what it really is. But when you hear that real from the spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's
how we all
relate.
Never heard in your life.
Is there a Bible
somewhere?
Just gave the word right there. Is there a Bible
you've never heard in your life?
I would like to ask you this, Don Major. I want to know.
All right, go ahead.
I want to know, okay, by you being from NYC, what inspired you to be so talented at making the Southern beats that you make?
Oh, I mean, personally, like to make the, I mean, and you know what? A lot of up north producers struggle with down south beats. Down south beats? I mean, you got to get one. To me personally, to make those shits, you got to dig deep. Because them joints is coming at a different angle, man. Like
a lot of snares and 808s, man.
But it's more than just snares and 808s. Them sounds got to be on point.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Them sounds got to be on point. And you know, like, sometimes them sounds are mismatch. And you got to make them sounds merge. So definitely on a down south tip, I love making those because they challenge me a lot. So I love making those.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of down south beats.
You just love a challenge.
Yeah, I love challenge.
I think a lot of down south beats don't have a lot of structure. So that's what makes it even better because it's not just one boom cat. It's more of a boom to cat to tat.
I gotta get more of those. It's more like a storyline behind a down south beat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that right here. I also want to know, like, as far as, you know, your career, you know, what moves are you planning to make in your career within the next year?
Yeah, next year, this is my plan, and I need artists to jump on the plan that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make mega music, like Team Mega. I'm trying to make that a huge movement and take, like, because personally, we started this hip-hop thing, and I mean, we need to bring the shit back. So I'm just trying to make it a strong movement and create our own networks. Like, fuck BET and fucking VH1, man. Create our own shit and have our own shit bumping. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm striving for, and I want to just have my apparel out and just keep banging good music. And I want to just be global. Like, I'm definitely appreciating y'all showing me love on the West Coast, because I definitely want to come over there and rock out with y'all boys. So I'm definitely appreciating y'all embracing me, showing me love. You feel me? So,
Going the bubble goose jacket and, you know, sag it out with y'all too back in New York. We're going to do it real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all love over here, love, Daddy. I got the East and the Midwest on smash, so you good everywhere over there, my G. So
I
got
to go over there and chill with my duns one time.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to
come,
that,
come fuck with me. Come fuck with me. There's
that's
all love
up
over here, my G.
Yeah, I need
all
that
love.
East Coast love too, man, for real. We need that East Coast love.
Yeah, I'm in
there,
Miami,
man.
So you know it's all love here. I'm in MIA.
Oh, you
Miami? First 48 all day.
That's what's up.
Okay.
I'm about to hit y'all with some Don Mega right now. I just got done posting, you know, everybody listening in. Shout out to Autumn, the listeners that's listening in, you know, to the show today. And if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and post a comment on my Facebook wall with Jarena, you know what I'm saying, Fancy Loudon, post that, you know what I'm saying.
Chocolate,
shout out to
Black
my brother
Ford.
War God, too, you know what I'm saying.
Chocolate, Reverb Nation.
Chocolate, yes, Chocolate, Reverb Nation. And hit all these dudes up on Reverb. Everybody on here got a Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Hit any of these guys up. You can't
hit me now.
Thing.
Like,
forgot
not later.
Name.
Like, right now. While she talking.
Yeah, you know.
While I'm in this
thing. Right now, right now.
Like, right now.
Right now.
Right now while I'm
eating
tacos.
I got some real shit y'all need to hear right now.
Like, right now? Like, right now.
Right now. You ready?
Yeah. But so we got this R&B right here. Y'all hear me? Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, you know, they the R&B chicks and Marley B, Topaz Lachey. We got that R&B for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You looking for a new flavor of R&B production? Here we go right here with some Don Mega. Let's go.
D-Block, let's get it.
Hey, look, y'all ready? Y'all ready?
I think I'm in love. Play a fool.
More flyers
flapping. I'm coming in love again.
Them beats go hard, bro. I'm going to give me a girlfriend just to make a song.
I like the collage of how you did that, man. That's a good way to bring the sound out. That was dope.
That's some appreciate that. I hope she played that New York shit for y'all, too.
But I'm a dump around.
Yeah, man. When you can be versatile like that, man, and just
sit and make R&B,
I know how to play that New York stuff for
house music,
I got pop,
all that,
but
man.
That's
a producer.
Hey, I'm not there. I'm not even going to lie right now. I need to go find me a honey somewhere because I'm in love right now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just crazy.
I'm going to like the song. Just talking to you.
Why are we even talking?
Now you're listening to Mega Music.
Nice right there, man.
Appreciate you, my G.
I like them high notes. I mean, the high pieces in there, man. And with the, well, I like to call it the sar when I use it. You know, it got that sar effect in there.
Yeah, that was a sar, John.
I need to go see John B., Neo, and a whole bunch of light-skinned beige people to sing on one song.
Light-skinned beige.
I just call it the draw.
That I'm alone. We said that we.
Girl, I want them draws. Give me all them draws. Not some of them
give
draws.
Give me all your draws.
Not the dirty draws. More than panty draws. The clean
draws. The fresh
draws.
Ones that you use with the Tide and the bleach, girl. With the Tide and the bleach, girl.
And not the ones that you bought at Walmart last week.
Yeah,
okay. But the ones that you bought from Vicky's Secret.
Ooh.
The 5 to 25, girl. Don't think I don't know the deal.
Yeah, fool.
All right, look, hey, let's not destroy his tracks like that with this singer.
Yeah, yeah,
we do apologize for all the listeners out there.
Nah,
that
y'all good. Y'all
we're
good.
Just being
y'all
funny because we're just as talented enough to make something good. So we just want you to know we are able to make crap, but we'd rather not make crap because we can't do that.
No,
I appreciate
that.
I appreciate that, my G.
Yeah, you,
hey,
you
but I'm
going to
work on my R&B singing now. I really am because I want to be on that last one. I got to, yeah. I'm,
I get the Judas up, yo. Ooh, yeah.
That's that one, huh?
Yeah.
That's that one right there.
Uh-huh.
I just stopped smoking
just
right now.
Just go dye your hair like Cisco and start doing cartwheels and then, you know, in the video.
I'm going to do the car. I'm going to do a cartwheel and 2 double backflips, nigga. I'm going to
gymnastics.
Well,
make sure you do it with no hands, because so you got to be different.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to break it off with no arms. I'm going to get my arms set off.
No arms at all.
Yeah, no legs neither. Dig a backflip. Only on Bang
you
Out Radio where you can hear that.
So, Dream, are you ever going to come back to the show, or are you just going to let the brother, you going to let the Bang Out All-Star take over?
We're taking it over, man.
Let's take over.
Yo, boy, don't try to spit something, man.
They may be good.
Bang
I got
to switch for
it, because I'll be all up on callers like, what's the deal? Hey, lucky I ain't got no switchboard because I'd be all up on every caller. Like, what's the deal?
What's the deal?
Come talk to
me.
I'll ask your boy. I got a radio show. You can talk to me. Okay.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say it wrong to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club.
See, that's Mr. Pills right there, you know.
Hey, that go.
Yeah, why are you teasing people now?
Yeah,
you
know the tease. What's up with that?
She knew she let us take over the show, and then just go come out of nowhere and just bang stuff in our ears.
salute to Mr. Pills, because you always holding us down at Bang Out Radio. Not only do you support Bang Out Radio, but you support all the artists that be on Bang Out Radio that you feel that have some potential. That's what I like about Mr. Pills. He's doing his thing. Riverdale GA in the building.
Yeah, really.
So we about to talk to Mr. Pills one time.
Don't you do that again.
Oh, Jesus, this time.
She's
gonna
play it all over again. Let's see if she play the whole song. If
you're
halfway, then stop it and
do it all over. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, scooping up bottles. My game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a song to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, scooping up bottles. My game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a song. Bottles above and ain't enough for you smooth. Get into the VIP to get my mind right. Now knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scrubbing models, playing like a boss. I see that jelly jiggling so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view just like that, you getting tossed. Drop it, mommy, pop it, mommy, for your bitch, poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off you. Now back to the situations, and that's at hand. I see how you talk that thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level. In a minute, popping big bottles, scooping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, scooping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm sure they go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you roll it with a real deal, deal. Talking sad, best keep off in the club, and I'm spending bigger figures. Just to see you dropping real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, and bug got me leaning. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. To hit the club on any given Sunday, Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Work that pole, mommy, from the ceiling to the floor. Just like flow riders, shout and go, hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, open out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator. Say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, open out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club.
That's a banger right there. That's all the way a banger.
Hey, shout out to my friend Mr. Pills for that track right there. I got my boy Post Water, you know what I'm saying? He told me to tell y'all what it do. He over there, you know what I'm saying, getting it in the dirty, dirty with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to let y'all hear his track right here. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Cold Slaughter in the building, just get money.
See what I mean? What right you there? Cutting out the suppliers, pushing out all the middlemen, buying direct from the manufacturer.
Why you thinking business, nigga? I'm thinking big change. Now get a little nigga, nigga out. I'm doing things. Get money, get money, get great, man. Get money, get money, get money. I'm throwing this one for my niggas on the block. We be stacking up. And my strippers in the club. We be acting up. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Young black entrepreneur. Everything is business. And then we ain't talking dollars, this conversation simple. I'm tired of praying with you niggas. I waste the precious time, I don't see no future plans with you niggas. You niggas step behind and this will see the shine in my niggas. Y'all bitches must be blind the whole time to rhyme, my niggas. We on the fucking grind. Bankroll like the
dollars in. Now I'm running in the money, and I've been running ever since. Go, so go on and let COS the mayor move away with this recession shit and get to the paper. Go. My album straight drop, my ring for a major. So what the fuck y'all here to time out? Ain't hearing you, hate. I took the letters off the Chevy, put some deuces on it. I bet you wish you had it, wish you could do it, don't you? Another lick, man, this rap shit is great. Plus I make it look easy like B-Boy K. Yeah. Why you thinking business, nigga? I'm thinking big change. Still trying to figure out how I'm doing things. And I be a witness. Translate the dollars, make sure you comprehend it. More than one grind, my hustle is endless. I've been grinding for so long, can't tell you where I begin it. My bitch getting money too, she a money freak. My niggas add money too, they some money too. Don't put the dollars on them yet, put a hold on it. You and the niggas round me, start to roll on them.
Dollars?
It don't make sense to put your money on a product. It don't make shit back. I'm seeing this in double. The kids are fucking millionaire. I'm seeing it in rubber. Make it rain like a thunderstorm. Air Force money. Got a lot of one. Money being like a duck. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas, gon' get your money up here. Why you think you're pinning me up? I'm thinking big change.
I need to hear that nigga, it's me.
I need to hear it do it better.
What do you think about that?
Hey, that's a banger right there.
It goes.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Man, that thing fell hard. Bam Bam from the Flintstones was crying and shit.
I'm about to hit y'all with some chalk swag. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
I'm for some of that.
Look, ain't nobody better than this veteran. There's no comparison. You beating me, not a rider. Why you speaking gibberish? I'm second president. Rhymes on coverage, my rhyme book is different. Got so much cheese that I name myself after it. Stay so clean like a magnet, I attract the bitch. Stack a lot of greens, pockets fat like a busted lip. Hating niggas greasy like a bag of potatoes. Why this dude rapping, man, he's a producer. I'm also an addict, I'm a lyrical abuser. You living in the past, I take you back to the future. I'm needed in the game like updates on computer. Stay looking fresh, clean fits with the shades on. Got a lot of greens, all I'm missing is the croutons. Digging the scene with a gangster lean. And the ladies only say one thing. What's that? Why them
bitches wipe me down like windshield wipes. Yikes, I'm hotter than Miami. I make her so wet she need a chamois for panties. Levi jeans with the Levi chucks. Should she wear a suit or should she wear tux? Whatever it is, I'm gonna be fly as fuck. And these guys wanna bite cause these guys suck.
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean. And I'm here to do my thing. Cleaner than the cleanest, and I'm meaner than the meanest, and I get lots of heads, so I'm something like a genius. They call me Tokyo, aka T-Vicious, and you couldn't beat me with the genie and three wishes. Y'all niggas nothing, I'm so disgusting. Swagger with a passion, nigga, you can't tell me nothing. Swag so dope, but you can call my shit crack, and yeah, my bitch sick, so sick. Don't it make your money? Y'all niggas dumb, slow, and all your Maserati. I just left the karate class. My swagger slow sit like a motherfucking shoddy black. Killing all these lanes. Can you please bring a body back? Girl, I can handle ya. I'm far from an amateur. I'm flashing like the lights on a motherfucking camera. You see me, yeah. I shine and I beam. You ain't gotta say a thing. I already know I'm clean.
Ain't I clean?
Super cool, super mean. And I'm here to do my thing.
Mama Drina's favorite song.
Yes,
oh, hey, that became one of mine. And in fact, I need it, and I'm going to get to it.
Go ahead.
That shit go, Chuck.
Man, you know what? I tell people all the time, like, that track right there is, like, the first time it was played on Bang Out Radio, I got 25 downloads in, like, 5 minutes. So people were still downloading the song. You know, the timing, everything with that song is perfect. From me producing with taking that sample and flipping it, like, that amped my credibility up so much. So many people want samples from me now, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, much love to everybody out there that's still feeling Ain't I Clean, because I got so many bangers out now, it's like, I ain't even hit y'all with Basshead or Paperboy yet. When you hear Paperboy, y'all gonna be like,
make sure, you know what I'm saying, you submit your tracks. You know, if you guys have something else that y'all want me to play on the show, make sure y'all submit those tracks. You know, I know all about y'all music, but all the listeners don't know.
They're
going
to be coming soon,
because
I just ain't had a chance to give them to you like I want to, because I've been steady in and out the booth. Like, I've been in and out the booth, in and out the booth, day to day.
Yeah, well, they need to get an earful of nose one time.
Oh, yeah.
I got to come out there, come get in and out that booth too, Chuck.
Man, we can do that. We can definitely do that, man. We can definitely do that. Set up a time.
We gotta bless all each other's musical, you know, attributes up. You know what I mean? One time.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ain't I Clean is just the beginning.
We gotta have you know, all the Bang Out Radio All Stars Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? Lyrical Assassin. If you ain't be smart,
I think that sounds like an idea.
I don't know, fucking ideal. That sounds like it's already marketed.
Exactly.
Sorry,
I'm already.
I'm already on it. I'm doing it.
We don't need
right
no producers. We got producers. We got we got rappers. We got R&B artists. We got everything we really need for this thing to go global. You feel me? It's like Cali say, "We the best. We the best.
Yeah.
Man, I want to give a shout out to my boy Dom Mega. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just straight up, man.
Can I be a part of that project, y'all, please?
Man, you already included.
You already included.
If you're on the show, you're part of it.
You already on that thing.
You already
and that's what's up, my G.
I got a bunch of them shit. You got like 18 tracks already.
Let's make it a double fucking CD then.
Let's make it a quadruple.
Hey, bro, I got enough tracks to supply Africa, nigga.
That's track.
I'm telling you, we like FEMA.
That's track right
here.
There, man.
We like FEMA over here.
Okay,
look,
we got
a caller
that's
calling in. Caller 9234, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Hey, what it is, L.A. Dream. I had to step off the scene for a minute. But it's your girl, Evil T, from Baldwin Hills, California. Just getting it in, letting it be known that I love your show. And all the all-stars that you get it in with every week. You feel me? I love your show. And y'all keep doing what it do. Keep letting that California music flow. You feel what I'm saying?
West Coast.
Keep getting it in.
Anything else would be
uncivilized. And that should be known.
I'm going to tell you right now, ain't no colorful jeans on. Ain't nobody jeans
too tight. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
Nobody got mohawks.
Caller 9981, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Hey, what's good, everybody? This your girl, Topaz Lachey. Yes, I'm driving through Vegas streets. You already know I have to call into L.A. Nah, what's good, baby?
We've been waiting for Topaz to call in all show. Where you been?
LA Gina already know I was going to call in once upon a time. I'm going to call in, believe that. You know. I'm at a red light right now in Vegas.
Right.
You feel me? But it is what it is.
Bengal Radio
Monday through Saturday, everybody. LA Drina getting it in. Make sure you guys tune in. LA Drina on Friday, baby. I love you guys. Bye.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
Don't
let
caller
that's calling in. Caller 3101. You're live on Bengal Radio. Caller 3101.
Come y'all, her plan. She had
oh, wow.
3101.
Okay, try again.
Try again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're down to the last 15 minutes of the show. I would appreciate if y'all call in, like, when the show is, like, really, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in on the show. I appreciate everybody that's calling the show right now. Press 1 if you want to go live, if you want to give a shout-out, you know what I'm saying, if you got something on your mind you want to say to all these artists, you know, that's out, that's on the panel right now.
I want to shout out my mama, God, the whole
See, I'm giving a shout out to my moms and pops sitting here right now in the living room. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're hearing it live right now.
Shout out to
that's
them.
What it is.
The homie, Soup and Spoon. Shout out to Google.
Caller 3101.
Nigga, he gave me some shit yesterday.
You're live on Bengal Radio.
Wow.
Oh shit! My bad, LA Dreeda. What's it doing? It's a dagger right here.
What's up, Dagger, man? What's good?
Out here smoking. I was over here smoking this shit. That's my fault. My bad. But nah,
this
show.
I'm just
calling in to show my love and everything like that. In these L.A. streets out here, about to go step on this basketball court, show these niggas how we ball out here.
That's
what's
up. You smoke, then go play athletics. That's how you're supposed to do it. Bad lungs.
Exactly. Smoking on the way to the court, but it's going to make my jumper look real fly, so it's okay.
You should have been smoking that with our Lakers, man.
Did you see that shot?
That nigga gonna run up the court one time and be fatigued.
I would like you to answer the question of the day, you know what I'm saying? Our question of the day, and then followed by you, Dagger, you know what I'm saying? Answer the question of the day. The question is, how do you feel about MCs, you know, and do you feel that they are cocky, too cocky to be labeling themselves as kings and queens, or do you feel like they have the right to do that, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't feel you have the right to label yourself. It's okay to be cocky because, like I said, I feel like I'm the best out there in the world, too, so that's okay. But, I mean, the humbleness about the situation is that it's what the people think. I mean, anybody can talk about themselves as much as they want to. But, I mean, if your fan base and you taking other people's fan base and everybody's saying that you're the best, then you just may be that. But, I mean, you can sit up there and blow up yourself all day. You know, the sky could be fucking purple. I can say that all day and it ain't going to be purple.
That's just
basically down to it. Like I said, I feel like I'm the best, you know what I mean? And I feel can't nobody touch me, but I mean, I'm also going to respect those that are on that type of level, you know, that's feeling themselves too, because I mean, I respect motherfuckers that respect themselves as well. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to sit up here and blow myself up. I'm going to let my music and I'm going to let my people speak for me, and then that's going to speak for itself. I don't got to say shit.
It's how much work you put in. I tell my people I'm a 10-year vet. Like, I can't say shit until it's my time to be that. But you'll know that I'm fresh off of my work. My work speaks for itself. I mean, I speak a lot too, but my work speaks for itself, though.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't like talking even personally myself, because I feel a lot of people do is just talk. You know what I mean? So it's about your work and your actions. And then if your actions is better than the next man's actions, then you better than that man. Point blank, period.
Because if somebody said up and told me he was the best rapper in the world, I'd laugh at it.
What's your opinion, Evil T?
Well, I think if you don't think you're the best, nobody else will. And the energy that you put out towards yourself is eventually what others are going to think about you. I understand, you know, everybody's perspective, but we should see ourselves as kings and queens. Point blank, period, whether you're going in the music industry, the movie industry, or none of that, you know. It really doesn't matter, you know, what the next person thinks. If they're thinking you're cocky, you know, then chances are they need to take a look at their self-esteem, because if I don't think I'm that sexy, black, thick-ass female, who gonna think it for me? You feel what I'm saying? The energy that you put out is what you're going to get back. It's a difference between being confident and cocky. You feel what I'm saying? And it's okay to be cocky as long as you don't, you know, put yourself on a level that could jeopardize your whole career, because remember, collaborations is what get people careers off and running too. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You work with others. I don't care how you feel like you're the best. Still work with others, because that's what make the concerts rock. You feel me? Seeing all different aspects of rapping, and you know what I mean? Like, I know that this concert that's coming up in September is going to be off the chain. It's going to be mixed with R&B. It's going to be hip-hop. It's going to be all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just going to be off the chain. And I'm sure all of those artists that's going to perform feel in their heart that they're the best. But guess what? They're trying to, you know, entertain all the fans. You feel me? By having that shit mixed.
Wallace of Best Out Entertainment. I just kind of want to chime in on what y'all talking about. I just got in and tuned in, and I keep hearing the best, so I called in. That's what it is.
How y'all doing? I heard Don Mega on here too, man. That's a mad producer. What's up, brother?
What's good, my G?
What's going on?
How you feel, baby?
Man, you live with the Bang Out All Stars.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got it heated up in here. I just got in too. Turned on the radio. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, so, like, we got it going on Bang Out Radio, you know. We got the Battle of the MCs, you know what I'm saying? Call us 3447, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
For the Pacey Drive, then I'll put it in there. Yeah, that's cool. But I just don't be having it.
3447.
Well, come
on. Next.
Yeah, like, if you want to go live with the host, press that 1. We got Wally Wallace in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And, he doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm digging that, you know. Y'all got to check out Best Out, ENT. Shoot them with your link.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, man. Twitter, you know, twitter.com/BestOutENT. You can find us on the Facebook. Just, you know, do the search of Best Out ENT. We'll pop up. Go to the group is how you really can get at me. You can find me just Wally Wallace 1.0, the original. So on Facebook, man, SoundCloud. You can find our music on SoundCloud.com, which is, I think, one of the better sites for independent artists to use as a tool. /  Best Out ENT as well. You know, Don Mega, man, hit me up on the back end when we get off the phone. We played phone tag yesterday, brother.
Oh, yeah, I tried to hit you back, man, but, just hit me again, bro. When the show is over, just hit me again, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll hit you later tonight.
All right,
get on.
That's what's up. Yeah, and send me the loser, you know what I'm saying? Send me the loser to the show, you know, whenever you can, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're still trying to get it in with him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Send some more music over to Bang Out Radio. You already know what it is, man.
I got some more.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you out this Buff and Chubb track right now. That's biggest artist right now on the label.
That's
the Lou.
The Lou in the building.
right. STL to LA. MIA, what up, brother?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know, this was a real coast to coast show, doing the most Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying?
All day long.
You know, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shout
Bang
out to the north, the south, the east, and the west. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Can I network something real fast, especially for the artists out here on this West Coast? I don't know if you know GG Sweet is. She's got a big showcase at that Taste of Soul on Crenshaw in October, and she's handling just $100 to get on, man. And it's like 75,000 people that's going to be out there, so that's good exposure for these artists, man.
October
what? It's huge. It's called the Taste of Soul. They've been doing it for 6 years right there on Crenshaw. And yeah, any artist that's out here on this West Coast, man, get on that. You know, she's got slots, 10-minute slots. You get up there and do what you want to do, man. Come in with all your promo gear, man. Get that exposure on.
When is the showcase taking place?
The showcase is taking place October 15th, and her deadline is actually the end of the month, July 31st.
Okay, that's
October
15th.
Yeah, make sure y'all get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, come out and support me at my Leo Bash, you know what I'm saying? I'm teaming up with Involve Records. You know, we got an artist showcase coming up on August 14th, you know, where we're
going
to
August 14th, okay.
Universal Records will be there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing the 100 CD giveaway, you know what I'm saying, to the artists.
Thank you.
The opportunity to be on the Universal Records mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide Movement mixtape that's coming up, you know? So, you know, look out for that flyer because I'm going to be posting it on Facebook before Friday, you know? Let me know further details to that so we can keep reminding the artists, you know, about that whole event. We need to make sure we support all the artists out here. You know, that's what's up with it. Bang Out Radio.
You know, I believe in networking. So I love what you're doing on your show, man. You got a great show.
I appreciate that. You know, it's really the platform is really for the indie artists, you know, to get heard, you know, and I appreciate all the indie artists that support Bang Out Radio as well. But we're gonna continue keeping y'all in rotation and supporting y'all. We got a caller calling in, caller 3447. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Come back for the bathroom.
Caller 3447.
Hello. Hey, what's cracking?
What's good?
Hey,
who am I speaking to?
Kenny Miner.
That's what's up with it. Can you let us know what's up with it, man? What you got going on?
Oh, shit, I got a lot of shit going on right now. I'm putting out, I'm trying to record a song. I'm trying to make a remix to to Eminem's No Love right now. It's sweet.
Okay, okay. So that's a project you've been working on right now for your mixtape?
Yeah. No, this is going to be on my album I'm working on.
Okay, okay. What's the name of your album?
I don't know yet. I think I'm going to stick with Tears of a Killer. Tears of a Killer.
Okay.
Tears of a Killer?
I heard that
Eminem
track today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool right there.
It's for all the homies that's been time right now for don't see their moms or shit like that. So I know I just want to do something for the homies that are still being alive and shit, you know.
Oh yeah. You always got to touch on that.
That's what's up. Shout out to all my homies locked up too. You know what I'm saying? LA Dream.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Tricky from Westside 18. That's my boy right there. That's who got locked in prison.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
that.
I'm right
there.
So where
and
can all my where can all the listeners find you on Bang Out Radio? Where can all the listeners find you? Hello?
Oh, yeah. They can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Twitter. My Facebook name is King Minor Loco. Just add me if you want. Also, if you want to work on a track with me, I got beats for sale. Get at me.
That's
what's up.
Hey, y'all right here, my boy King Minor Loco, he got them Latin beats that's on fire, you know what I'm saying? This is a worldwide movement, very universal movement with the hip-hop game, you know, and I just want all the artists and the producers out there to know I salute you, I appreciate your hard work, and we don't take it for granted, you know, that's what the show is about. And everybody's a king and a queen in their own right, just live up to your title, you know what I'm saying? L.A.
Hey,
Trina, you know, I never try to be toxic with it. But,
yeah.
Hey, you know what it is? I am beast mode in the streets and in the booth. You feel me? So just know that. And if you hear me on one of my tracks, just know I'm coming hard. I'm tearing the game up. And I'm gonna stay
tight.
You're
supposed to.
Even though I'm humble
like
and I respect all the artists out there, we got another caller. Caller 2600. You live on Bang Out Radio. 2600, live on Bang Out Radio.
2600
Jackson. Yo, is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Wherever you need.
Who am I speaking to from the 770?
Oh, there we go. Now I know who you're talking to. What's up? This is CEO Slaughter. What's going on with the LA Journal?
Yeah, man, we just played the joint earlier. Y'all heard me close Slaughter with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all
called
at the end of the show.
Hey, you know what? I didn't even know you had played the joint. What I did, I seen you post on Facebook that you was doing your thing on the radio. So I said, let me swing by, check out real fast. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it do,
awesome,
man. You doing all right?
Yeah,
shout out to everybody doing their thing. You know, go ahead.
I said, keep sending us those tracks, you know, and I just want to let you, you know, get your time, you know what I'm saying, before the show ends so you could, you know, let everybody know what's the link to your music, you know, and give them the rundown on how we can hook up with you.
Yeah, most definitely, like I say, I ain't even know yet, fit that. And I be doing a lot of things sometimes, so, you know, I get caught up, you know. But I caught that last moment. I really just want to give them a shot about a thing like that, you know, just come through and just holler at you, you know.
Man,
I appreciate
how can
the love
we reach
you, brother?
What's your Twitter? What's your Facebook, man?
Man, my Twitter is just my Twitter, CO the Kid, you know what I'm saying? THAKID.
Okay.
And my Facebook is just Del Rico Slaughter, just DELICO Slaughter, you know what I'm saying? Just hit me up on either one of those. You know, they need other links and things like Reverb and such, you know what I'm saying? Link. You can just Google CO Slaughter too. They really tell a whole lot of other things if you know that you want to know and things like that, man. So I'm out here, you know what I'm saying, on the ground. Shout out to Amigo Money Musical, man, you know what I'm saying? My boyfriend, you know.
doing the thing too, man. We up here in NC, my second home. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the grinders up here, man. You know everybody doing their thing, man. Much love to all the independent underground artists, man. You know, keep doing that thing, man.
Yeah,
so,
that's what's up. Have you heard of last week?
But I forgot to tell him. Hey, check your boy out, Chalk Swag Black Force with a Z on Facebook. Hit me on Twitter, ChalkXSwag87. Hit your boy Chalk Swag. Facebook music page is Chalk and Swag, and hit the Reverb Nation Chalk Swag.
We got my boy Don Mega in the building from D Block. I'm just letting you know, he got them hot Universal beats coming from the East Coast, the South Coast. You know what I'm saying? You got to look him up.
Yeah.
You know, he got some hot beats too for you. You know what I'm saying, my man?
That's what's up. I'm on it. You know, me and the team, man, we always look for, you know, hot tracks right now. We got a lot going on, like I say, but I'm always on it. You know what I'm saying? Stay in contact with me. Like I say, sometimes I can be on a lot of things at times, you know, but, you know, stay in contact with me. Get at me through them links and things. You know, I'm always hollering at, you know, those miss with me, I miss with you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always getting back on. You know, I try not to leave nobody hanging, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like I say, you know, shout out to everybody doing their thing. I support that L.A. Dreamer, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love, you know, the and the support and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you too, man. And we got to get it in, you know. Come back to the show, you know what I'm saying? Come back to the show next week, you know, if you're not busy earlier, you know what I'm saying, so you can get it in because I really want everybody to know who you are, you know what I'm saying, that's out here on the West Coast listening in to the show, you know what I'm saying? We got nationwide listeners from the East to the West to the South. You know, also Australia in the building. Then we got some French listeners, too. Shout out to France.
I play
Wu.
For sure. Man, y'all make sure y'all go check out Mugo Money, music, mixtape out, man. Shout out D Block as well, man. Jay the Kiss, you know what I'm saying? My boy Supreme hosted by DJ Issa and Jay the Kiss, man. Y'all go check that out as well, man. We got that thing grounded. You know, y'all go
That's
check that out, man. It's on. We got more coming, too, so. I gotta be up out of here. I'll be checking out next week too. So, you know, get up with me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, stay up, fam. You know what I'm saying? Definitely come back and don't be a stranger to Bang Out Radio. You know we're gonna hold you down over here, Bang Out Radio all day. That's what it is.
You know it.
Twisted
you know
Tuesday.
It. Bang out. All right.
Twisted Tuesday with your girl LA Drina in the building, man. We about to get into some music right here. We're gonna spin it out. We got all these artists that came through. We got the production all up in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging everybody, you know, that came through and supported Bang Out Radio today. All the listeners
that already listened to the show.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get at all these, you know, these prominent up and on the rise artists out there really making noise, you know what I'm saying, that's doing a damn thing out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Riverdale GA, you know what I'm saying? Y'all big supporters of Bang Out Radio. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the ATL. Shout out to Compton, California, Watt, Inglewood, always up to no good, you know what I'm saying? That's where the East Side, South Central.
Hey,
I gotta hit y'all with something real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got this right here. You know what
I got
saying?
My helmet on.
Comic books these hoes. Boom, bip that bitch.
we showing them body bags too. Them Gucci and Louis Vuitton patterns. We got them. Me and Chalk got them body bags for y'all, man. Y'all can
get
us up there.
We got them in all. We even got them in Houston.
Right.
I need them. I need one of them in all diamond.
We got bedazzled
body bags.
What y'all know about that?
We got the crystal ones. We got the crystal ones on deck too. Rubies if you prefer.
And this just ordered. We got the pet version too. So
no,
you got
to cop one of them.
If you got a pet, we got one for your pet. We got one for the kids.
Body bag.
It's body bag season.
Snuggies is gone.
The Snuggies gone.
Hey,
look, I gotta hit y'all with some Ticket by my homegirl Twin SB. You know what I'm saying, Ticket. You know, shout out to Coach Bugatti too. You know what I'm saying, Medusa's baby cousin. You know, I know you listen to this show, and I really want to give you a shout-out, Chaos. You know, all my female MC, I'm holding y'all down on the Friday show. Make sure y'all check my Friday Coast to Coast MC Movement show out. We're going to have a special guest on that show, too. You know what I'm saying? And keep listening to Coast Simpson music, because I'm about to have the rap chick Kaya. She's going to call into my show and tell us what the business is right here on Bangout Radio. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep listening to my Coast Simpson movie show. You know, that's what it is. Keep supporting the females in hip hop. We got Marley B on the air tomorrow. Make sure y'all listening, call into our show. Support my girl Marley B. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it way big. On Westfield Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying? But I'm about to hit y'all with some hot shit right now. Here go Twin with Picky.
YC on the beat. Whoop.
Bitch got all them ass. Turn that hoe over. That bitch got to get a tick. Got to get a tick. Hey. Got to get a tick. Got to get a tick. Got to get a tick. Got to get a tick.
I'm banging, I'm an AC rapping, I go both ways. Looking for a bad bitch, and she gotta be the same. If it ain't AC, bitch, saying your name. You know I look right, so every nigga wanna fuck. In the back of the punch with a high ass foot. Billin' myself, smelling like raps. Banging my set while I push to the back. Thick yellow bitch, cause you know about the Mac or a cent fast. Nigga tryna get them 4 stacks, you already know. I keep a few bitches ass so fast, they have to get a tick. All AC, we
yeah, young, savvy, man. Huh, savvy. Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen. Yeah, bomb, bomb,
let me bring up. Up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag.
Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping.
Swag.
Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm macking.
Swag.
Swag for no reason, swag for attraction.
Swag.
Swag every season, swag with a passion.
Swag.
Swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking.
Swag.
Swaggin' on you haters. Swag with the players.
Swag,
swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag.
Swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag.
Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag.
Swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag.
Swag so on that I just can't lose.
Swag.
Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not.
Let you sleep, I should burn you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick a kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace my bro, man that shit hurtful. I am a klepto, I'll fill the metro. LASBR9CA reject. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. Hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not.
Swagged up, turned up. Any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving, nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me. But I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't be me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, South Central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you haters straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my boys got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick, yeah. Check my thick thighs, yeah, 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 yeah. Check my thick thighs, yeah, yeah.
Thick, 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 thick to the motherfucker.
was my boy,
that's it,
Bob, my boy Savvy Mike. And the last verse was me, you know, I had to drag it out because it was my track. But I freestyled the last track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I got that on my phone too, and I'll be bumping it at work when I'm sitting on my break.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We got to get with it, you know, fellas. You know what I'm saying? We got to try to make it happen, you know, with this show, you know, coming up. You know, I want to see everybody come out. You know what I'm saying? If you can't perform, you know, all my friends, I didn't even get a chance to say this on the show, but like all my friends and stuff, you know, that's from LA. You know what I'm saying? In Antelope Valley, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have a VIP, you know, list for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So when you hit me up, you know, just inbox me. Want to be on the guest list and all that stuff for the event that I got coming up. You know, it's going down. You know, we're doing it like that. Yep. And who? Anybody else want to go live? Press 1 if you want to go live. You know, I see you 0599. You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to my boy. You know what I'm saying? Yak the Ripper. You know what I'm saying? He doing. You know what I'm saying? Working and getting it in, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's good with it. You know,
already Clip Gang is here.
Yes. So I'm about to get off the air, but you know, peace, love and soul, you know
what I'm saying? All right, Cornelius.
You guys, you know, yeah, hit me up, inbox me on Facebook or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Ladrina, you know, CMC Loudon or Facebook.com/p. You know what I'm saying? Get it in on the show. Thanks for everybody that's listening. 314, I see you in the building. 323, y'all always in the building, of course. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Bang Out Radio. Deuces.
Bang Out. Bang out. All the way out. Deuces.
Hey.